Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 2. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Motivation Wednesdays. That's what Wednesdays will consist of. And I just, you know, want to let you guys know, just in case you guys are coming back to the podcast, I have revamped my podcast to where Mondays will be what's going on in Mello's mind. Wednesdays will be motivation and inspiration. Fridays will be book insight about all the books that I have been fortunate enough to have written in such a short amount of time. So with Motivation Wednesdays, I honestly am thankful, you know, for this opportunity to be able to talk about how I stay motivated, how to motivate you guys, and how to push to be great, to be honest, because that's what it's about at the end of the day. So I want to motivate, inspire, and push you to be great every day, because it's not easy to stay focused on your goals on an everyday basis. And I know for me, through all that I have, you know, gone through, been through, and gotten myself to this place, it's taken a lot of energy, time, discipline, and drive. Just complete drive. I follow a couple of these, which is dream, drive, determination, dedication, and discipline. So those are my 5 D's that I follow on an everyday regular basis to get to where I want to be. Every day for me is a work in progress. And, you know, while it's, you know, great for me to talk about, you know, what keeps me going and, you know, what keeps me motivated, I definitely want to share with you ways to keep yourselves going on an everyday basis, you know, to get to where you want to be, whether you want to write a book, you want to start a business, you want to be a speaker, you want to have a podcast, you know, like this platform. Whatever you want to do, you definitely can do it. You definitely, you know, have the mental capacity to do it. It's just doing it. Easier said than done. You know, but the reality of it is we all have 24 hours in a day, and we have to utilize that time as best as possible. I know that we all have personal responsibilities and obligations as adults. I don't need to be reminded on an everyday basis. I have to, you know, work 9 hours a day, 3 days of the week, and then the fourth day I work 8 hours. And then thankfully, I'm able to have 3-day weekends to where I can record and write and do various things. With that said, I will be, for the next, I would say, few months of this year, with Motivation Wednesdays, I'm going to be utilizing the alphabet from A to Z on how to be motivated. So what that will mean is that each week I will utilize a letter in the alphabet from A to Z, on, you know, how to stay motivated, how to stay inspired, how to keep going, when you're down and out and you're tired and, you know, you just want to sit on the couch and binge watch, Netflix and Hulu, and, or if you're a sports fanatic like me, you want to sit and watch a doubleheader of NBA basketball games and then, you know, watch crime TV shows. I will definitely attest to doing all of those things. So I will definitely give you some sound advice on how to stay disciplined throughout this whole process. I am 5 years into writing books. That will be at the end of this month. So just think of how much time and sacrifices, you know, that I've made to get myself to where I am. And I'm nowhere near where I want to be yet. Nowhere near it. I'm just scratching the surface, to be honest. And if you listen to my podcast last week, I spoke of writing 60 books, and, you know, that's one of my big goals. And for me, I have to constantly stay on myself and, you know, hold myself accountable, because you're going to have to do that. You can't necessarily have someone holding you accountable all of the time. You have to say, all right, let's buckle down. Let's, you know, let's put the phone on silent, or, you know, let's not watch TV today at all. Let's not watch TV for 2-3 days straight. I've had to do it. So trust me, if I've done it, you can do it. You know, a lot of what I go through on a daily basis is carving out the time to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And with me having so many goals in mind, I have to focus on certain tasks at a time and make sure that I am mentally putting myself in a place where I can focus on certain things. And then when those projects are finished, I can move forward to the next project. The biggest advice that I give to people is to hone in on one specific thing at a time, focus on that. And when you complete that, then you can move on to another project that you may want to focus and work on. Time management is going to be huge in anything and everything that you do when you have goals and things that you want to do. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have a plethora of distractions. And I'm not just talking about your cell phone. I'm not talking about your television. I'm talking about your friends. I'm talking about your family. You know, I'm talking about anything and everything that you could possibly think of that will distract you. That's just the honest truth. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It's going to get easier the more disciplined you are. I think that's, you know, the best way to describe it, at least for me, and at least based on, you know, experiences that I've dealt with and gone through. For me to have been blessed enough to have written 28 books in 5 years, it tells the tale of how much time I've had to really say, okay, Jamel, you're not watching the NBA today. You're not watching football today. You're not watching baseball today. You can watch that TV show on Hulu. And I've had to buckle down and lock myself in my room and immerse myself in the right music that I need to get myself in a zone in order to write the content that I do. Right now, as I'm recording this, I'm in the middle of a break at work and I am recording this podcast. So that tells you that I'm willing to sacrifice certain things in order to get things done. So yes, I should be eating lunch right now, but I'm not, because I don't eat lunch. I eat breakfast and I eat dinner, because that's just how the work hours work and that's how my body works. So this is what I mean when I tell you that I'm going to keep you guys motivated. Trust me when I tell you. So if every Wednesday is going to be your day that you come on my podcast and you look forward to what I'm going to talk about, I thank you. That is the best way I can say it. And for all of you guys that do listen to my podcast, I do thank you from the bottom of my heart. There is going to be a lot of great content that I'm going to be sharing with you. And it's not, you know, I'm not going to just come on this podcast and just talk about my books and, hey, buy my book, this, that, and the other. No, I don't want to do that. That's not my goal behind this podcast. My goal behind this podcast is to really, you know, give you insight into my life as a writer, as an author, as a podcaster, as a YouTuber, as a script writer, just everything that I am immersed in. Also, as an entrepreneur, somewhat in a way. I have a clothing line now, so I'm immersed in various things. And it's, you know, because, you know, I'm blessed with the gifts, you know, from God. And the reality of it is you all are blessed with gifts too. It's just you have to figure out what you're great at, and then you have to hone in on it, and you have to go after it. And I do follow entrepreneurs. I do follow Eric Thomas and Gary Vaynerchuk and Jim Quick and Simon Sinek. You know, Rachel Hollis. You know, I follow plenty of them, and I take bits and pieces from, you know, what they post as far as content, and I utilize it for my own experiences. So for me, a lot of people don't really hear the aspect, the other side of it, the aspect of it from an author's perspective. Like, I know you guys are probably wondering, how in the world did you really write that many books in 5 years? And the honest truth is when you want it bad enough, you're going to write. You're going to do it. And I'm not just saying, you know, I write my books and then that's it. I write them. I edit and proofread. Some of my books, I create the book covers, I do the spine, I do the synopsis, I format the books for EPUB format for the ebooks. I format them to put them into a PDF so it can be printed for paperbacks. So I do everything. And I will share how I do all of that stuff as this podcast goes along. So don't worry, I will share those things. Today I want to stay focused and be transparent with this motivation and inspiration aspect. I've been, you know, blessed and thankful that I've been able to help some people with getting their own books published, you know, and self-publishing and going down that route and doing those things. And, you know, right now I'm, you know, working on helping two good friends, you know, with their books and getting them going. Because not only do I want to be, you know, successful in what I'm doing, but I also want other people to be successful. And this is why my Motivation and Inspiration Wednesdays will happen for pretty much this whole year. And then I'll figure out if I'm going to continue it next year. So anyway, that is pretty much what my Motivation Wednesdays will be and what they will consist of. And it's going to be a fun, joyous ride. That's the best way I can say it. With that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.